25 years ago, Fayetteville resident Bert Hanna began mixing perfumed potpourri in the basement of his home. Today, Hanna's Candle Company, situated on a sprawling campus in Fayetteville South Industrial Park, and supplies candles to all the major retailers, including Walmart and Walgreens. Bert Hanna is president of the privately held company. His brother Thad Hanna is vice president of sales.
We have about 75 full-time employees. We have a payroll of about $3 million for the local economy. We also pay this year over $300,000 in property taxes, which almost most of that money goes to the Fayetteville Public School System.
The company outgrew two factories and now operates in the 660,000 square foot facility built a decade ago with a 10-year, $2.4 million variable rate loan from Bank of America. And that's where this story begins. In 2005, the company consolidated that debt on the factory along with several other properties with Bank of America, this time for $11.2 million. Both transactions included a derivative product called an interest rate swap. It's basically a hedge against fluctuating interest rates for the term of the note.
They gave us a five-year term note that we were happy with. It fixed our rate at a certain percent, say 7%, and a little bit less than that, and we were happy with that. We knew that's the deal that we made. It wasn't until October of 2008, when we're reviewing our loan documents, we know that the term comes up in September of 2010, we discover that the swap that they had sold us extended for 5 years past the term of the note.
For 2 years, Thad Hanna said they tried to negotiate in good faith with Bank of America.
And the last offer they gave us was for the September 2010 maturity was that they would renew our loan for 1 year, but that we had to sign a release that would indemnify them from any liability on that swap. And we weren't going to do that because we think they either on purpose or inadvertently sold us a swap that was 5 years longer than the term of the note. And we were not in the speculation business. We're just business people trying to fix our capital costs.
Hanna's chief financial officer at the time assumed the 2005 swap matched the note's duration like the previous loan. The company refused to sign the release.
We're having our payments drafted out of our account automatically. We never had missed a payment. We never had even been late. We were reducing the principal at the rate of $62,000 per month. $720,000 a year we're reducing the principal. We'd reduce the principal from $11.2 million down to $7.4 million. Now, we were on schedule to pay this thing off in 74 months at the current rate. That was never even a question in our mind that this was going to be renewed in 2010, that we would go for another five-year term and get closer to getting this thing completely paid off. And they absolutely took the position of they did not want us as a customer anymore. They did not want to refinance our loan.
Bank of America filed suit November 10th against Bert Hanna and two of his limited liability companies to foreclose, claiming he had defaulted on $16 million in loans. The suit seeks outstanding loan amounts due plus interest and to sell off the factory assets and various properties to recoup losses to the bank. On December 7th, Bert Hanna countersued Bank of America in U.S. District Court in Fayetteville. A copy of the counterclaim document furnished by the company for this story, by the way, smells like potpourri.
I mean, there's really four things that we bring to their attention. One count is fraud. One count is breach of contract. One count is breach of fiduciary duty. And one count is deceptive trade practices.
Hanna is also seeking $4.5 million in punitive damages.
We really do believe it's a David and Goliath struggle. If we don't fight Bank of America, then they can just choke us. And we believe that there are other companies out there that are in the same position that we are.
Thad Hanna points out that on December 7th, it was widely reported that Bank of America agreed to pay $137 million to settle allegations it was involved in municipal bond rigging. NPR reported that Bank of America has neither admitted nor denied wrongdoing in its settlement with the Justice Department, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Reserve, and attorneys general for 20 states. Hanna's countersuit claims the Bank of America changed the terms of the interest rate swap without his knowledge. The question is, how can a savvy growing company allow that to happen?
The swap or hedge agreement, as it was defined in the construction note and loan agreement, stated it was for the purpose of hedging borrowers' exposure to fluctuations in interest rates. So we had a history of every loan that they had ever done with us, the swap matched up with the term of the note, every loan that we had done with them. And so you're right, we shouldn't have assumed that. But we did. We assumed that our banker would never have sold us a swap that went 5 years past the term of our loan.
Thad Hanna also blames lax oversight of the derivatives market by federal regulators. He said the case, represented by Taylor Law Firm in Fayetteville, may take over a year to resolve. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.